Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, coming up in this half hour, we will speak to United States Senator Dave McCormick, who is actually in town for that artificial intelligence summit. Day 2 at Bakery Square, but also want to get his reaction to concerns about safety for our elected officials and how do we heal? How do we try to begin that process of healing this country?
And to a more personal point, the governor and the senator have to be concerned about their own safety. What are they doing about it?
Governor Josh Shapiro spoke yesterday at the summit, but he just spoke moments ago with CBS Tony's DeCoppel and Gail King. The first question was about safety. He was asked while doing the interview from the governor's mansion, are you ratcheting up your safety protocols?
I have not. I am not going to be deterred by anyone or any threat or any action like what my family and I experienced back in April. I'm going to continue to do my job and work even harder. Just yesterday, I was in Pittsburgh for a series of public events, including one with hundreds of people who attended. So I'm not going to be deterred. I am not afraid, and I'm going to keep pressing forward.
Over the divide in this country at the level of the leadership, you say yesterday that President Trump's address to the nation in which he blamed the radical left, as he put it, quote unquote, for violence in this country, leaving some other violence out. You say he missed the mark. It's difficult to talk about these issues, our real differences in this country right now. But tell me why you said that.
Well, look, this isn't a moment for partisanship. It's also not a moment for division. And it is certainly not a moment to cherry pick which incidents of political violence count and which do not. Listen, everyone on both sides of the aisle bears responsibility to speak and act with moral clarity. And a tone needs to be set by the president of the United States. He claims he wants to heal. You don't heal when you point fingers at others, particularly before we even know the motives of this particular killing. We have seen political violence leave scars on individuals on the political left and the political right. We see it with Congressman Scalise, who walks with a limp after being shot, or Congresswoman Giffords, who has obvious challenges given her being shot. One a Republican, one a Democrat. We've seen lives being taken on both sides of the aisle, and the rhetoric needs to cool down, and it starts with the president. You cannot cherry pick which incidents of violence you're going to condemn. We have to condemn all political violence. Violence against one particular politician, no matter their party, makes us all less safe.
Governor.
The president needs to do better.
Yeah, Governor Shapiro, I just heard you say you're not afraid. I'm glad to hear that from you, especially since what you've been through. But I have to say, I am really afraid. I am so afraid. I am so sad. I think that we are a country, that we are all Americans. We should be doing this together. I find myself getting very angry. And I think at this particular time, we really need somebody who can take the temperature down. We need leaders who can take the temperature down. Yeah. And for many people, they say that Governor Spencer Cox in Utah seems to be striking the right note. I didn't know him. I think many people didn't even know his name. I'm wondering what you know about him. And do you think that he is setting the tone for all of us to follow? Because I really am extremely afraid.
Yeah, I understand. I think that's a natural emotion when you see leaders across this country being gunned down. You see leaders across this country being attacked. I think we are at a pivotal moment in this country, and we need leaders to step up and speak and act with moral clarity, not to use the rhetoric of vengeance, but to use words of healing. And
that is Governor Josh Shapiro moments ago on CBS television.
And we have just news. Seconds ago, breaking news here in the news booth, Larry. President Donald Trump says with, quote, a high degree of certainty, the suspect in Charlie Kirk's killing has been caught. This was just a few minutes ago in an interview on Fox News Channel, and that's all we have at the moment. But again, a high degree of certainty. This is a comment from the president this morning. The suspect in Charlie Kirk's killing has been caught.
And we'll continue to bring you updates. And we're also going to talk to United States Senator Dave McCormick coming up next. This would be good news if this turns out to be the person they're looking for, and it sounds like it is. And we are joined by United States Senator Dave McCormick on the breaking news that President Trump just announced on Fox that they believe, quote, with a high degree of certainty, we have suspect in custody. So this is good news, Senator. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you? Yeah, I just heard that. I was on the radio. I was driving into the city in Pittsburgh. And but it's good news, but it doesn't take away from the big picture, which the big picture is that we've got a crisis in political violence in our country. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand. I saw it with President Trump being shot at Butler, where I was standing very nearby. I wrote about it and saw it with the horrible attack on Governor Shapiro's residence and the arson attack with his family in the home. And we see it with Charlie Kirk. So I think it's both heartbreaking, but I think it's a moment to step back and say we've got to stop the rhetoric that dehumanizes people. We can disagree with one another and not hate our political opponents. And I think it's a moment to step back and reflect as Americans and as public officials and get things back on track.
I think a lot of people agree with you, Senator, and appreciate that. How did being there in Butler that day change your perspective or change your life?
Well, you know, honestly, I think whenever you have a kind of a, and it wasn't a near death for me, but near death for the president, whenever you have one of these moments where the unthinkable could have happened, you know, President Trump could have been killed, it would have, you know, been a crisis for our country to have a former president, a presidential nominee, killed by political violence. And it just sensitized me to the need to dial back the rhetoric. And, you know, we each have to be responsible for ourselves. So I can't, you know, I can't be responsible for everybody else. But for me, I'm very careful, and I'm trying to make sure I encourage others, very careful to disagree respectfully with my opponents on the Democratic side. And I'm working hard to have a spirit of civility and decency in terms of dealing with people and other parties and finding ways to work together. And that's why it's been so gratifying to find an opportunity to work with Senator Fetterman on a number of things. And even though we disagree on many things, we agree on a lot. And focusing on what we can agree on and doing it with, you know, trust and civility is I think the way to get the country moving in the right direction.
And again, I think a lot of people appreciate that, certainly here in the state of Pennsylvania. That said, and we'll continue to bring you the latest. Meanwhile, you are in town. Another important economic artificial intelligence summit, day two at Bakery Square. For the future of this state, how important is it, in particular southwestern Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, that we continue to move forward with the projects that could make us the artificial hub of the world?
Well, I think it's a great step of what's going to happen today. I'm excited to be part of it. But I want to step back for a minute and just point to four things really briefly that I think should tell your listeners and Pennsylvanians a story. So I think you and I spoke some months ago about Nippon and U.S. Steel and not only saving the jobs in the Mon Valley, but also creating new jobs with the building of a new mill here in the Mon Valley. We had the announcement of Amazon in Berwick, Pennsylvania, 6 miles from my high school where I grew up, $20 billion of investment in data centers. We had the Energy Summit right here in Pittsburgh, Energy and Innovation, Pennsylvania, at the crossroads of the energy revolution and the AI revolution, $92 billion of commitments in energy infrastructure and data centers. And we had the announcement last week of Hanwha, which is a Korean shipbuilding company. They bought the Philadelphia shipyard, and they announced $5 billion of investments, going to create 5,000 new jobs. These are welders and electricians and pipe fitters. So this is something special is happening where Pennsylvania is on the move. It's a renaissance. There's a huge opportunity. And the intersection of energy and AI is where we're uniquely positioned in the country and the world to lead because of our energy resources, our great universities, our great skilled workers, our great water and natural resources. So I couldn't be more excited about it, but we've got to continue to focus on making Pennsylvania the place that people want to invest. And, you know, I like to say we're in a battle really for leadership with China to be the AI energy capital of the world, but a superpower. But we're also in a battle with Georgia and Tennessee and Texas and Florida to get this investment. And so we need to make sure that it's a competitive, it's zero sum. We need to make sure Pennsylvania gets more than its fair share of the investment. And that's what I'm trying to do is raise the profile and make sure that everybody's focused on all that Pennsylvania has to offer.
We're with United States Senator Dave McCormick. That said, give us a sense of who's here in Pittsburgh. Who are we showcasing our possibilities to?
Well, you know, this will be my first visit to the summit. It's been a two-day summit, but I think it's a number of critical business leaders, a number of entrepreneurs who are dealing in the AI space, investors, and you have public officials. So the governor was here yesterday. I'll be here today. The focus is on the next step of making sure that we have an environment here in Pittsburgh, Southwest Pennsylvania in particular, that attracts AI investment. And this is where, you know, having Carnegie Mellon and University of Pittsburgh here is so critical because we have the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marriage of, you know, traditional industry, steelmaking, advanced manufacturing with AI and AI infrastructure. And, you know, the great irony, Larry, is everybody says, what's going to happen to jobs as a consequence of AI? And it's going to be disruptive. Any big period of change is disruptive. But I think for the foreseeable future, this is going to create more blue-collar skilled labor jobs. I think it's probably going to put pressure on white-collar jobs. And people say, well, should we focus on AI then? And my answer is, this revolution is happening with or without us. And so in the history of Pennsylvania and the history of Southwest Pennsylvania, we've always been at the forefront of these revolutions, the Industrial Revolution. So change is coming. The question is whether we're going to shape our future and be at the front of the change, or whether we're going to be following up behind. And I think we're really uniquely positioned to be at the front of the change and lead it. And that's what summits like today and the Big Energy and Innovation Summit Dean and I hosted. That's what it's all about, is getting out in front with leadership. And a final point, you know, that summit we did with President Trump and the CEOs from energy and technology and investing was a national and global event. So it brought not only that $92 billion of investment, it brought 150 media outlets where we could tell the world our story. Pennsylvania is where the action's at. You know, we had huge investors from Singapore, from Abu Dhabi, from Canada, all in the room. So we need to tell our story, and we need to deliver on the promise. We need to embrace the change, and that's what these events are all about.
The economic future of the region maybe has never been better. Senator, as always, appreciate your time. Be safe, and thank you.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me.
United States Senator Dave McCormick. Morning show, and if you just joined us, President Trump reporting on Fox moments ago that the suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk is in custody. And 24 hours ago, we had a conversation with former Secret Service agent John Hudson, who's in our nation's capital. And back this morning, you were very confident that based on today's technology, John, that they would be able to track this suspect down.
Yes. Good morning, Larry, and thank you for having me. Yes, I think we mentioned yesterday that we would use technology to find this person, and that's exactly what happened. We talked about the CCTV cameras around the campus, inside and outside, and as many of the nation saw yesterday, there were many different clippets that the FBI had put together to show out on the TV and ask for the public's help, and the public answered. There was an individual very close by or close, I don't want to say friend, but knew this person of interest through the video, and he recognized him through the video. Through one person or another, he turned him in, and at the end of the day, that's what ended up capturing this person outside of a lot of good, solid police work. Video technology is what ultimately captured this person.
Yeah, and I was surprised at first because being at least 200 yards away, we've seen the vantage point the shooter had. You also were confident, I think a lot of us were surprised that, hey, this didn't have to be some professional type sniper, that there would be a number of people capable enough of taking one shot and being that accurate from that distance, correct?
Yes, we talked about that as well. Absolutely. 200 yards may appear like it's a long, tough shot to make. But as I mentioned yesterday, in the Marine Corps, that's where we begin training at, is 200. It's called the KD course, known distance. 200 yards out, and we'll train. It's very easy to hit it in a perched, prone position, prone being just laying on your belly with your feet extended, and training on your target. In this particular case, it's exactly what he did. But we go out to 500 yards doing this in the prone position because it's more difficult. But from 200 yards, we do it at the offhand position because it's not that difficult of a shot from 200 yards. We saw the shooter in Butler with the first attempted assassination on then candidate Donald Trump from 150 yards out. And if it wasn't for candidate Trump at that time tilting his head, he too would have been assassinated at that point in time. So it's not a difficult shot.
What process now will they go through with the suspect? This isn't a typical arrest by any reasonable thought. So what happens to this suspect?
So he'll be turned over to the FBI, as he's in FBI custody right now. And there'll be a long hours of interrogation. My guess is that the suspect's probably not going to say much. And he's going to ask for an attorney right up front. and the attorney will do, you know, turn into a legal system. We'll see this going to trial probably for years to come. Unfortunately, it's going to be years to come. But nonetheless, let's just hope this is the right person. We believe it is with a high probability, and that, you know, the evidence holds up, and I think it will.
We're with former Secret Service agent John Hudson. That said, John, as you know, a lot of talk additionally about the political violence that has been going on for both parties. A lot of the questions are about how do you ramp up security? And I was looking at that crowd that was gathered at Utah University there, thousands of people. I mean, how do you secure that if you're not? And we even saw it with President Trump in Butler. They couldn't secure that place. How do you do this for every political candidate? I don't think it's possible, is it?
No, this is not going to be possible. It takes a lot of money and a lot of resources. Unfortunately, not all people have those resources and the funding. In the case of a president or vice president, they have the resources available. Though they have a budget, they have the technology, they have the personnel, and they certainly have the technical resources to prevent something like that from happening. What happened in Butler should have never happened. That was a complete failure in the security protocols of the Secret Service. That was a failure. That will go down in history as one of their down moments or dark moments in history. That should have never happened. They had the resources. Unfortunately, at that time, the President Trump was only a candidate. And according to policy and protocols, a candidate does not get the level of protection, say, that President Biden would have had because he held the title of the President of the United States. The Vice President would not get as much. The First Lady doesn't get enough, and so on. But the President gets as much protection as he needs to keep him safe from the air he breathes to the place he puts his next footstep. So he is very well protected. And since then, the protection of the President has increased in both the technological side as well as the personnel.
What do we know, John, about the weapon? They said they found a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel. They're not, I'm not suggesting 100% certainty that's the weapon, but there are people that feel it is. What kind of weapon do we think it was to take that one shot from 200 yards?
Yeah, let's just say that's a 30-06 or so, something that's used in bolt action, that's used in the hunting here in Western Pennsylvania. What I find peculiar, and we'll get the details coming out in the next couple of days, but with the video footage of this this suspect who jumped off of the rooftop, many people have seen that video footage. I didn't see a weapon in his hand. I didn't see a weapon thrown to the ground or a weapon picked up when he started to scamper away from there. So the weapon was supposedly wrapped in a towel in the woods found nearby. So I'm not 100% certain that is the weapon yet.
I agree.
It certainly sounds like it, but we'll see as the investigation unfolds.
All right, one more question. You looked at video. Have you seen the video just before the fatal shot? There are two men. One has a ball cap, and he grabs the brim of the cap, tips it, and then there's a man standing there. It looks like he's part of the security detail for Charlie Kirk, and he makes almost like a baseball third base, coach would give signs to a batter. He rubs his arm, and it's clearly not he's just rubbing his arm. It looks like a signal being sent. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that, but I do know that something like that is being looked into. They're not saying this is the only person that's involved right now. They're saying that they believe it to be the shooter. Investigation as to anyone else that's going to be involved will certainly begin to unfold as they look at the person's social media now. They know his name. They got the DNA. They'll compare the DNA, as you were talking about earlier. What are they going to do right now? They're going to compare DNA, make sure that this is the person who left some DNA behind. And it was, I believe I did hear that they had some inscription on one of the cartridges that were found, T-R-A-N-S, was on there. And at the same point in time, Charlie Kirk was talking about that mass shootings. And he did use the word trans during that point. And that's right as the shot took place. So whether or not that was choreographed, you know, as the investigation unfolds, we'll find all of that out. Right now, it's just speculation, but we'll see.
But again, the president announcing moments ago on Fox, they believe they have the suspect in custody. Former Secret Service agent John Hudson, appreciate your time and expertise, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
And we'll continue to bring you the latest here on KDK Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.